Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 19. Then looking in 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 14. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Verses 14 through 17, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Thank you, Father, once again for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Lord and Savior, who made a way for us to spend all eternity with you. And thank you for the gift of your word and the privilege of opening your word and spending time with you each and every day. With every passing day, more and more, help us to fall more in love with you and with your word, and help us to be the diligent students of your word you've called each of us to be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much that we can find rest in you. Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit would call to us each and every day, that you'd call to us so that we could spend time relationally, intentionally, and distraction-free with you. Father, I ask that we would have our prayer closets well-worn, and that we'd go into the quiet place just to seek your word and seek your face. Thank you so much, Father, for being a present Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're very blessed and honored to have some special phone guests with us today. Our first guest is Ms. Verlina Forthner, and she happens to be a celebrity grandmom that we had the privilege of connecting with, and she has three of her grandchildren that are going to be doing Bible reading for us today. Sister Verlina, how are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're blessed. Really appreciate you being in touch and you working it out so your grandchildren can do some Bible reading for us. So they're going to bless a lot of people. So would you say a word of prayer for them and for young people in our culture today?
Yes. Father God, we come this morning bowed head in an humble spirit, thanking you, God, for this opportunity to come before your people, oh gracious Father, blessing our young people, hoping and praying, God, that they'll be able to learn something, be able to receive your word, oh gracious Father. And we ask you to continue to strengthen in all of our young people, wherever they may be. Give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of you, oh gracious Father, that they'll be able to live their lives in your word. And, oh, gracious Father, be able to conquer the evil spirits that's in this world. We just thank you, God, for these that has given us this opportunity to let these young people read your word, oh, gracious Father. We thank you, God, for all that you have done, all we know you can and will do. It's in Jesus' precious name that we pray today in all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Verlina. We appreciate that. And tell us the names of your three grandkids that will be reading for us today.
Okay, we have Alyssa McCullum. She's 7 years old. We have Jackson Jones. He's 8 years old. And we have Caitlin Jones, and she's 13
years old. All right. Well, thank you all for being with us today. And we're going to start with Alyssa, who's going to read Psalm 100 for us. So, Alyssa, go right ahead.
Amen.
Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Alyssa. I appreciate that. And again, Alyssa, you're 7 years old. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any hobbies?
I do.
And what hobby would that be?
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics. Okay, then. Well, thank you again. You're an excellent reader. Thank you for coming on and reading scripture for us today, okay? All right. Next, we have Jackson, who's going to read. Jackson, I believe he's 8 years old. Jackson, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am blessed. I'm blessed, especially because we have you all coming on and reading the word for us. You're going to read Psalm 1 for us, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go right ahead.
Psalm number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sinneth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Jackson. You're an excellent reader as well, and we appreciate you reading. Tell us one of your hobbies, Jackson.
Playing football.
Playing football. Okay, then. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing the word with us today as well. And our third reader is Caitlin, and Caitlin is 13 years old. Caitlin, how are you today?
Good.
That's good. And you're going to read Psalm 112, right?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lent. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil. Titus. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall not gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Caitlin and Jackson and Alyssa, all of you all are outstanding readers. And I told our listeners we had some celebrity readers with us today, and we do appreciate them. And also, Alyssa, Jackson, and Caitlin, my understanding is you all have participated in the Ten Commandments Project, and you already received your shirts, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm hoping to get a picture of you all wearing your shirt sometime soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, but thank you all so much for being with us today, and we really do appreciate that. Father, thank you again for Alyssa, Jackson, and Caitlin, and they're reading the Word for us. And Lord, more and more stir us as a church to be wise enough and diligent to teach our children and train them to become students of your Word, young people that read and meditate on your Word daily and fill their hearts and their lives with your precious and powerful Word. Help us as the church to be about the work you've called us to, that of making disciples. We're to be sharing the gospel and helping our children come to grow up and grow strong in their walk with the Lord. We thank you for Alyssa, Jackson, and Caitlin. Thank you for their grandmother, Sister Fortner. Bless them indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And let me just say again, Sister Fortner, thank you again. And to Alyssa, Jackson, and Caitlin, be sure and get to us your mailing address so we have some gift bookmarks we want to get to you all as well. So thank you all so much for coming on and reading for us today, all right?
Thank you. We appreciate it, and I'll get that address to you.
All right. Thanks so much. And let me just remind all of our listeners, the Ten Commandments Project is an ongoing project. It's a discipleship youth project. Again, remember, any young person that you have, whether it be your child, grandchild, great-grandchild, nephew, niece, or just a young person that you know, if they memorize the Ten Commandments and recite them to you, all we need from you is a phone call, their size, and the mailing address. And we can send it to you to present to them, or we can send it directly to the child. But it's a good way to help plant the Word of God in our children. And keep in mind, we live in a day and time in which our children desperately need to know Jesus and to have his Word to fill their hearts and their lives. Because again, we live in a world where when given the opportunity, the devil wants to swallow our children alive. But the fact is, I want you to be mindful of this. Every listener, it's easy to lead a child to Jesus. They have an openness to the gospel. Let's be about the work of sharing the gospel with our children faithfully, and then teaching them to grow up, helping them to be diligent students of God's Word. Lord, anoint us afresh today with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Trust in you, I will keep praising you through the night.
The music of Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. He is eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're honored to have once again as our phone guest, Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. Brother Philip, how are you today?
God bless you. I am well, walking in his favor.
All right. Glad to hear that. I know I need to give you a moment to stop dancing from the music there, so but it's always good to have you. Would you tell our listeners about who you are? And some of them may not have caught you when you were with us, have been with us in the past, but tell them about yourself and what the Gospel Tract Society is and what its mission is.
Praise God. I'm a fourth generation, or I guess fourth child, second generation of the Free Will Ministry. My father, Lester Buttram, started this tract ministry. We're a nonprofit 501(c) ministry. And all we do is print gospel tracts and distribute them. We mail them throughout the world. We have them on the internet. We have over 900 titles in stock. And actually, I've got 300 more titles on my computer to get into print. So it's a growing ministry. The time is short. And God is waking up and stirring his children to be about his business of winning souls and encouraging the saints to stand the fight, to stay in the faith, to stand strong these last days. We're located in the Independence, Missouri. Like I say, we've been here since 1926, spreading the word of God and proclaiming his gospel to all that will hear. And God has rewarded us with souls and conversions and wonderful children of God now are serving him because of these tracts, these pieces of paper that go out throughout the world.
Okay. Well, would you take a moment now specifically to pray for listeners that they would receive any and all that the Lord wants them to receive? You know, I think we have probably many listeners who are very much familiar with the use of gospel tracts, and then there's some listeners who are probably thinking, well, I thought a tract was something that a train runs on, and so we want to define for them what it is. But would you pray for listeners to receive any and everything the Lord wants to say and share with them through the broadcast today?
Oh, praise God. Father, again, we worship you, Lord. We thank for the opportunity to serve you, to be your vessel, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to fill the kingdom and glorify your name. Father, I ask right now that your word go forth, that your Holy Spirit would go forth, Father, and minister to each person that hears my word. Father, may they not hear me, not hear my voice, but hear your word, your prompting, Father, to be about your business, to speak of the gospel, to speak of Jesus Christ to those that are lost, to those that have gone astray, to those that are maybe not quite so interested in you. But the time is short, Father. Stir within their hearts, Father, a yearning, a longing to minister your word to their neighbors, to their friends, to the co-workers, to their family, Father. Father, we receive your anointing, and we ask that you just bless your word abundantly in the hearts and lives and the ears of your listeners, of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior.
Amen. Amen. Would you share, Brother Philip, again, the website, if someone who's listening is interested in learning about some of the gospel tracts you all have available and how to get them and just learning more about the Gospel Tract Society, what website should they go to?
Absolutely. It's our name, and it's very easy. It's Gospel Tract, that's T-R-A-C-T, society.org. And on that webpage, you'll find some history of the ministry. Again, my father started this back in 1926. We produce monthly letters, newsletters, encouragement letters. You'll find them on the webpage. You'll find the gospel tracts. You'll be able to look at the tract, read the tract, order the tract, or tracts, donate to the ministry since we are a nonprofit. We don't sell our gospel tracts. Now, they cost money, but we don't sell them. We don't put a price on them. You know, we are God's servants, and God has met our need for 98 years. So you can find all the information about Gospel Tract Society on the webpage, gospeltractsociety.org.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you then. And just say, for example, if someone listening was to thinking to themselves, well, you know, Brother Buttram, I've never given out any gospel tracts, but I'm a member of a church, and I believe in the importance of sharing the gospel, and we support our pastor, and we support missionaries, but I've never given out, if they say they've never given out a tract, how would you respond to that statement?
Well, first of all, I would say they're missing their blessing. Because, excuse me, although it is a ministry, when you're able to lead some to the Lord or encourage somebody, you are blessed, I believe, more than they are blessed. A gospel tract is just a mini sermon on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. All of our tracts are very attractive. Most of them are four color. They're easy to look at. You know, we have to compete with Walt Disney and all these other flash in the pans distractions in the world. So they're very attractive. They're very easy to read, very easy to understand, and they contain the message of Jesus Christ. Many times, people will distribute them one by one. You hand that to a person. We have a dear saint that she'll walk up to somebody. Would you like a poem, or would you like a gift, or would you like, you know, this, or would you like that? And very seldom does anyone ever say, no, I don't want that. And you're planting the seed. And many times it gives an opportunity for you to tell them why you're doing this. Because I have Jesus in my heart. I love you because Jesus loves me. It's an open door. I've got a letter here in front of me. A gentleman found a tract in a bathroom in 1917, not 1917, 79. And he found Jesus Christ. And he said that he carries tracks with him now because he sees the importance of witnessing to somebody who he may not know, who doesn't, you know, walk the walk that he walks. We all have opportunities to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. A gospel tract is a non-intrusive, non-invasive, non-offending way of presenting the gospel. Mm-hmm. It's received well, and it carries the word of God, and the word of God is anointed. And that's the thing. It's anointed. And when a person asks the Holy Spirit to lead them in their tract ministry, then there's a double blessing, a double anointing, I call it, that goes forth with a tract. And there's so many opportunities. I carry in my vehicles two tracts. One is a tract about tattoos, which carries the gospel message. Another tract is about how they are loved, that they're special. Mm-hmm. And I will put a $5 bill with it. And I will give to people on the street corner. They're always panhandling for money. Someone comes up to me, or what is the situation on the street? The $5 bill gets their attention. The seed is planted. And I say, you know, what's the soul worth? Mm-hmm. For me, that's my way. That's my way to minister to individuals who see people every day, strangers talking to them and trying to, you know, give them stuff. God wants to use his children to propagate his word. Mm-hmm. There's a saying that, you know, what is the purpose of life? It's to know God and to make God known. Mm-hmm. Our obligation is to know God personally, to be humble before the Lord. Mm-hmm. The second obligation is to, in that humility, take his word to other people.
Amen.
God wants us to share the gospel. We are called to be preachers. Everyone who has received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is called to be a preacher or a minister. Maybe not the preacher of a church, but to minister the word of God to wherever the Holy Spirit speaks. Now, I don't, you know, truthfully, I'll just be real honest with you. I don't hand out a tract to everybody I see. But when the Holy Spirit prompts me, I'll back up, I'll turn around, I'll do whatever to go back to that person and present the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I know that if God talks to me, he is already talking to them. And I want to be obedient. I do not want to stand before Jesus, before the great white throne of judgment, and say, well, hey, Jesus, I was really too busy. I don't like that guy anyway. Oh, I don't like the way he dresses or whatever. I don't want their blood on my hands.
Amen.
So when God talks to me, or presents an open door to minister a gospel tract, a word of encouragement, or to pray with somebody, I am quick to do so because God has given me that opportunity. I know that God will bless me and bless the person receiving the prayer or the gospel tract.
Amen. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for your church, and thank you for the opportunity you give us as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, collectively and individually, to be witnesses for you wherever we go. Lord, we live in a world where there's so many people that are lost and on their way to a fiery hell. And what a tragedy that is, unless your people, the church, does its job. Lord, set us on fire afresh with the spirit of evangelism and discipleship. Stir us to recognize, Lord, that every day is a day to be a witness for you. Every day is a day to give Amen. Out a gospel tract. Every day is a day to share our testimony. Every day is a day to just be available vessels that your spirit can use to touch people for today and for all eternity. Lord, help us to grow an understanding of the seriousness and the urgency of being faithful witnesses, that there are many people who, many in so many cases, any one of us may be the last person that is able to share the gospel with them before they leave this world. Help us to be about your Amen. Business. Help us to be the available Amen. Vessels you want us to be so that we take the responsibility seriously and see it as the great privilege and opportunity it is to be used by you to help pull people off the road to hell on the road to heaven. What a joy, Amen. What a privilege, what an opportunity that is, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you more and more, Father. More and more empower us to be faithful vessels to do just that as a lifestyle. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Would you share the website one more time again, Brother Philip?
Yes, sir. It's gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L, tract, T-R-A-C-T, society.org.
All right. And I want to stress what Brother Philip mentioned, too, that, again, they don't charge for their tracts, but they do cost money. So our encouragement is that every person that's able to help, just to give a gift to help finance some of the many of the tracts that they give away, but also simply just send monies to cover the costs, at least, of those that you're ordering. That's a wise thing to do as well. But let's make it a goal. I want to challenge and encourage every listener. Make it a goal to carry gospel tracts with you absolutely everywhere you go, because the Holy Spirit may very well prompt you wherever you might be, in the grocery store, in the park, on the job, in the break room, any of a number of different places, to place them in strategic places. So may we all be about this important task of being God's vessel to share the gospel with others as well. Well, Brother Philip, we have a number of days, special days coming up, holidays that we celebrate. Would you share with our listeners about tracts that the Gospel Tract Society provides that are specifically designed for use on a given holiday?
Praise God. We have what I would call theme tracts for basically every religious and national holiday out there. The one that's coming up most current is Halloween. Which is just, you know, just right here in front of us. We have probably a dozen very attractive tracts to give out to trick-or-treaters, which will entice a child to read it. And hopefully when a child reads it, if there's a question, they may go to their parents and say, "Hey, Mom, what's this mean? What's this say?" And get them involved in the ministry. So we do have gospel tracts just for Halloween. Now, time is short.
Brother Philip, I'm going to jump in right here. We're going to pick up right there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
C.C. Winans with Heaven. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest is Brother Philip Buttram. He's the president of the Gospel Tract Society. Brother Philip, if you'll pick up where you left off there before, as you were sharing about tracts that are specifically for different holidays and events that happen on a yearly basis.
Oh, praise God. We were talking about Halloween, which is coming up here just real quick. I have in front of me about a dozen different tracts that are aimed at grabbing the attention of a child or a young person. Just a couple of titles. Yes, The Goblin Will Get You. The Ghost Who Couldn't Find His Way Home. Don't Be a Pumpkinhead. False Faces. These are designed to intrigue, get the mind of a young person.
To grab their attention.
Grab the attention. You get the hook in, as they say, and then present them with the gospel of Jesus Christ and plant that seed within the home of that individual. You may never see that young person again. Mm-hmm. Now, the season is coming on us. We will get these out the day that we receive the order. Mm-hmm. I cannot guarantee that the post office will deliver them on time, but we will do our part. They are available, as some has mentioned, that, you know, if we need to ship overnight, post office, FedEx, UPS, DHL, carrier pigeon, Pony Express, if someone is willing to pay the cost of the overnight shipment, we'll do it to get the word of God out. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll do everything we can to get the word of God in the hands of the workers in the harvest field. You know, Halloween night.
Brother Philip, I want to mention something in relation to that. I want to encourage every single listener to take this very serious, to really pray for clarity and wisdom in how you approach this now. And of course, you know, Brother Philip, we know that there are those people that say, well, I don't want to have anything to do with Halloween. Well, the reality is it is an opportunity and an occasion to share the gospel. And how many other days of the year do you have people coming to your door where they can receive the gospel from your hand? And so it's an opportunity. Obviously, people can say, I'm just going to avoid it altogether. But on the other hand, you may very well have the opportunity to help 100 or more people come to know Christ who came to your front door, and you had the chance, didn't have to go anywhere. You gave them a tract from your own hand. So making the most of the opportunity.
They come a knocking.
That's right.
They're looking. Mm-hmm. And so it's our job to give it to them.
That's right.
I mean, Jesus did not avoid sinners. Mm-hmm. No, he walked right in the midst of them.
That's right.
The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the the scribes, he went to where they were, and they followed him. They came to him. That's so true. Wherever we have an opportunity to plant the seed of God. Now, Halloween is not the only holiday that we have coming up. We have Thanksgiving, and we have Christmas, and we have some wonderful, colorful, four-color tracts for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for New Year's. We have a Bible reading schedule for New Year's, for Valentine's Day. We have whatever, whenever there's an opportunity to be with somebody, to send a birthday card, Christmas card, whatever opportunity we have to touch somebody, we have a gospel tract just for that outreach. And it's not about us, brother. It's about our Savior and our Heavenly Father. We want to be workers in the field. He's given these tools, these seeds to us to hand out, to give to workers in the field. You will talk to people that I would never see, and I'll never hear of them. But you can present the gospel. You can plant the seed. We are like an ocean-going vessel that carried seeds, and we're going to a port, and we're going to drop these seeds off in that port, and they're going to go to the workers in the harvest fields around the country. That's what God has put us here for, to print the seed of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to make it available to the workers in the field.
Brother Philip, would you pray for the church in this regard, in that, like, there really is a need for the church to do more to both encourage and challenge individual believers to get involved with the wonderful work of evangelism and discipleship? As you mentioned, instead of us seeing it as a big responsibility, now it is a responsibility, but it's a privilege, and it's an opportunity to be used by God in wonderful ways to help people come to know and to receive the greatest gift in all of life, that is the gift of Jesus Christ. And so what a tremendous thing to miss out on if we don't get involved. So would you pray for the church to both be more involved and to challenge its members to get more involved in this wonderful work as well?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the church of today is caught up in so many different areas that are trying to pull them apart, you know, financially, politically, spiritually, and they're almost consumed with self-survival. And it takes the Holy Spirit to draw them back to their first love, draw them back to Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach you, Lord. Father, right now I ask you to minister to the leaders, to the pastors, the deacons, the bishops, the leaders of your churches, the leaders of your children, Father, put within their hearts a desire, a passion, a realization of the calling that they have to distribute the word through Jesus Christ. Father, challenge the people, the congregation, Lord, not to just get by from day to day, not just to go to work and come home, but to live the life that Jesus has intended for them, in prosperity, in victory, in working in the harvest field, Father. Father, we are your children. Time is short. I ask you just to draw these pastors and these preachers and these teachers and these children, these brothers and sisters in Jesus, Father. Draw them to you right now, Lord. Revive that passion, that hunger for more of you, Father, in their heart. That hunger to share your word, Father, with whoever they come into contact with, Father, a hunger to live upright and bold before the world, standing on your word, Father, a hunger to reach the lost for you, Lord. Father, draw them to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Wake up your church, Father. Give them a challenge, Father, that because time is short, because your son is coming soon, Father, give them the challenge that it's time to be busy about your business, Father. Father, we believe that this prayer will bring forth fruit on the vine. We believe that there will be souls saved, that there will be cold hearts melted and warmed with you, Father, and that we will see the victory, Father, in heaven when we're with you, in the precious holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Philip, share your website once again if there's anyone listening who might want to give financially to support the work of the Gospel Tract Society, or others that would like to order tracts, order some to use personally, or however they wish to. But what is that website one more time?
That webpage is gospeltractsociety.org. And we are supported solely by the gifts and donations of God's children. We are not underwritten by any grant or denomination or big church. In fact, truthfully, we have very few churches that donate to us. Mm-hmm. We are supported by God's children, brothers mm-hmm. and sisters in Jesus, working for the kingdom. Okay. We also can be reached by calling 816-461-6086.
Okay, repeat that number one more time.
816-461-4086.
All right. Well, Brother Philip, our time is just about completely gone here, though. But something I would mention, too, is that, like, my encouragement to every listener is to go to the website and check out and just look at many, many of the tracks they use, because they have so many that are wonderful tools that go in so many different directions to address so many different people or individual or concerns on people's hearts and minds. And I would mention, you know, we had the privilege of having Sister Forthner and her grandkids, Alyssa Jackson and Caitlin, earlier. And I had the privilege of asking and talking to them about this. All of them had already received Christ Jesus, and they did pray with me to recommit their hearts to the Lord earlier before the broadcast. But it's good to know it's very easy by the grace of God to lead a child to Jesus. It's so wise for us as adults and as the church to make it the priority God wants us to reach out to our children as well. So please go to the website and check out what they have available. One more time, that website, Brother Philip.
GospelTractSociety.org.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us today. And I want to encourage every single listener, pray much for Brother Philip Buttram and the Gospel Tract Society. It's a ministry that's doing great work, helping to provide the wonderful tools that gospel tracts are to help do the work of evangelism and discipleship in our culture and in our world. As we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know yourself that you have never invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day, a great day to be saved, to fully commit your life to the Lord. If you'd like to make that step, would you? From your heart, would you simply pray this prayer with us now and fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins and all the wrongs I've done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead, so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you committed your life to Christ and prayed that prayer, we want to be in touch with you. Let me remind you once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be sure and get in touch with us. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Brother Philip, thanks again for being with us. One more time, share a website for people that are wanting to either order gospel tracts or support the great work of your ministry. Share the website one more time, please.
Please, GospelTractSociety.org.
All right. Thanks so much, Brother Philip, and we'll look forward to having you again in the future. Be blessed, okay?
Amen. Praise
and
God.
To all of our listeners, please pray much for the ministry of the Gospel Tract Society. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.